Calling her book a visual memoir, Vicki Todd's Unstuck is her journey through art and the courage to live on purpose. Vicki's love of art has been a constant in her life and has also given her the courage to make life-altering transitions to move closer to her true self. Everyone has a gift to give the world, and Unstuck is Vicki's story of how she realized her life purpose and found the strength to follow her bliss. Reading Vicki's story through her artwork will inspire you to follow your own bliss and make the choice to stop playing small and live large.
Now, Vicki, your book, Unstuck, One Heroine's Journey of Art and the Courage to Live on Purpose, is a visual memoir. What is the story that your book tells?
It tells my story of two, what I call, life flips. And so life flip number one started in 1998, and I was in the seventh year of a not-so-great marriage. And I wasn't working at the time, and I had also become pregnant at my mom's request. She, you know, was a housewife and mother, and she thought that that's what I should do. And I had always known that that was not my path. So in May of 1998, I found myself in that position of knowing that I was kind of in a box that I didn't fit in and just lost and miserable and had no idea what my purpose was. And many nights on the bathroom floor crying and just praying to God, you know, help me. I don't want to be married. I don't want to have a baby. I feel stuck. Help. And so I ended up losing the baby that month in May. And literally 2 months later, I received a call out of the blue from my former dean at Texas Tech University. And he had seen a feature story that I had placed in the newspaper promoting the hair salon. And he said, I need someone to teach a public relations writing class. Would you like to teach it? And oh, by the way, it starts the next day. And I was like, oh my gosh, because I hadn't worked for 4.5 years to help with the salon. My master's degree was 8 years, you know, previously.
Right.
And I was scared to death. But I knew if I said no, I would remain stuck. And so I started teaching the class the next day. It went really well. And my dean said, have you thought about going back for your doctorate degree? Well, no, I've never considered that. And so I went back for my doctorate, got divorced, and I knew I was going to have to move, you know, to check another university besides Texas Tech. And I decided, let's just start totally over, and I moved from Texas to Connecticut to begin teaching at a university in Connecticut. And so it was during that time of that life flip number one that I returned to painting, which I'd always done as a hobby throughout my life. And I don't know why, but I started painting these female portraits. You know, I'd taken art classes in college and maybe one portrait class, but I had never painted these portraits until that time. And so after my first three, Inner Beauty Blooming, Defiance, and Sea of Hope, I thought, wait a minute, you're painting a visual memoir, you know, a visual diary of what's happening in your life. And at the time, it was just kind of a purging emotional release. And so fast forward a decade to 2013, I began meditating with Oprah and Deepak Chopra's meditation series. And that summer, Deepak asked a question, if you could be anything in life, no fear, no obstacles, what would that be? And an artist just flashed in my mind. And I just immediately started crying because I thought, how could this thing I love, but, you know, I had grown up believing that it was a frivolous part-time hobby, you do it after retirement. I thought, how can this be my purpose? And eventually it became clear that I needed to do life flip number two, by resigning from my very secure tenured professor position. I resigned in my 11th year and took the leap into the unknown to do what I'm doing now, and that is to help other women find their purpose, live it, live a more joyful life by doing that.
Wow, what an incredible story. Oh my gosh. So tell us about some of your works that you showcase in the book and the emotions that they represent for you.
Yeah, I call it a visual memoir because besides reading about the story of my two life flips, I've included, I think it's 12 of my memoir portraits in color in the book that correlates with the story. And so each chapter has one of my portraits before it, so you can get the story through looking at the painting and through reading the words. The first three that I mentioned, Inner Beauty Blooming, Defiance, and Sea of Hope, I give a description of what those are about. With Inner Beauty Blooming, it's a female space, kind of looking over to the side, you know, kind of wary, kind of, you know, determined, not smiling, and she's the center of this big, huge pink flower. And so for me at the time, after my divorce and going back to school, I didn't know what that future was going to look like, but I knew there was something inside me, some inner beauty that was going to bloom out. And so that was my hope of that. Defiance. My family in Texas wasn't really up on the idea of me just packing up and moving by myself. And so defiance was that moment to say, no, I don't know exactly what this is going to look like. You know, her eyes are kind of glazed over. They're not really formed, but I have to do this. And so defiance was taking my stand. So Sea of Hope is this woman in kind of this very traditional dress, and she's tentatively clinging onto the branches of this magnolia tree, and the flowers of the tree are this very vibrant orange and red and pointing upward. And that was my Sea of Hope that I really want for this new life to work. So that's the type of concept that each one of my portraits has. They're a snapshot of what was happening in my life at certain points in time.
They are really beautiful and very riveting. You can feel the emotion with each one. How does your story and the medium in which you express your journey help to inspire others?
I think that I've been given these life experiences to kind of, it's really an extreme. You know, I'm not saying to everyone that, oh, you need to, you know, divorce your husband, move across the country, and then quit a really stable job to live your purpose. I think I've been given those life circumstances to be able to teach others that, yes, I have followed my path and I am living my purpose and you can do it, but, you know, you can do that in your current life just maybe by finding ways to weave your purpose into your life. You don't have to go to total extreme like I've done. So I think through my story and my paintings, I get across that story of what I've done to live my purpose. But, you know, maybe others want to do that. Maybe they need to do that. Maybe that's their path like it's been my path. But if you have this want to tap into what your purpose is, you may not know what that is. I didn't know till the age of 47 until I started meditating. And so I think if you go back to your childhood and look at those activities that really lit you up as a child, those are clues to what your purpose is. So if you can find a way to weave that in, to weave it into your life without totally uprooting everything, but I guarantee finding that purpose and living it, that will make your life much more joyful and textured.
And Vicki, you have a website, VickiWorldArt.com. What can we expect to find on there?
Oh gosh, I have all kinds of things on there. I definitely have pictures of my portraits. Not all of them are up there because I've been doing some in the past few months, so I haven't quite gotten up there yet. But if you go to the My Stories link, you can click on each portrait, and then there is that kind of background story that inspired each portrait. I also have information about this book. I have a book link, so you can go to the book link, and there are four different ways to purchase Unstuck. I also do art workshops, and I have a very exciting Honor Your Purpose art workshop coming up in Portugal in September.
Oh, wow.
And so, yeah, I'm very excited. And so it's a 7-day workshop, and we are going to go through art journaling exercises to help you map out that purpose and identify what it is and many steps that you can take to really live it, and then take those exercises and turn it into what I call a vision canvas. So using colors and symbols and power words that mean something to you as a reminder to live your purpose. In motivational speaking, I speak on this topic that living your purpose gives you more joy, and how you can do that. So all of that is on VickiWorldArt.com.